Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation. We'll retry that again. One more restart. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I hope that you believe that as well. Wow. So coming up here in just a few minutes, Matt Long and I will be coming together. And we'll be talking about, there's a new proclamation, George Biden. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have announced new actions to protect the, now they've got another one, LGBTQI plus communities. The plus is because they need to leave it open as they add different deviations of deviance. And scripture is obviously, I mean, this is what we've been warned is going to happen. Let's see. Strong delusion. We can look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We're in an interesting stage, I believe, because on the one hand, we're seeing some revival and we're seeing people that are turning back and we're seeing individuals. The reports are, and I've gotten them as well, of Muslims in Muslim countries, imams that are having visions of Jesus Christ. This has been going on for a number of years. So we're seeing that. I'm watching a revival right now take place in India. And it's both revival and expansion of people coming and saying, declaring their faith in Jesus Christ. We had 123 salvations in our last meeting. But there's also a falling away. And it says, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. Remember you not when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then let me my wife will appreciate this. Let me change this. There we go. Okay. Who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and so insolently above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he actually enters and takes his seat in the temple of God, publicly proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not remember when I was still with you, I was telling you these things, and now you know what restrains him from being revealed. It is so that he will be revealed at his own appointed time. For the mystery of lawlessness, rebellion against divine authority, and the coming reign of the lawlessness is already at work, but it is restrained only until he who now restrains it is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies. Note what he says, counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies. So the coming of the Antichrist through the activity of Satan will be attended, in other words, will be accompanied with great power of all kinds of counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, and by unlimited seduction of evil and with all the deception of wickedness for those who are perishing because they did not welcome the love of the truth, of the gospel so as to be saved. They were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them. Because of this, God will send upon them a misleading influence. That's that strong delusion is another translation for that that is found in the King James. An activity of error and deception, so they will believe the lie, in order that all may be judged and condemned who did not believe the truth about their sin and the need for salvation through Christ, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. Wow. So there's going to be the, you know, lots of fanfare and false signs and all this kind of stuff that's going to accompany. It's unfortunate that there is a fear of the power of God. Remember that Paul said when he came that he came. Let me find that. Paul came in power, not eloquent speech. So let's go to, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:4, I think. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 2:4. And I, brethren, I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So the demonstration of God's power in changing people, in healing people, in driving out evil spirits, those kinds of miraculous things, praying, there's praying for the stilling of storms and so on. All of that is part of God's end time plan. And we are walking in it. We are walking in that power and that authority. However, we also need to be aware that the enemy is going to come bringing false signs and deception in an effort to try to prove who he's going to claim that he is. And we're going to know who he is because of what he does. Remember that by their fruit you will know them. But we can't and won't be able to comprehend and understand any of that without the help of the Holy Spirit, so that we would have discernment. Because without discernment, we're going to be lost. So let me pray for you right now for that. Let me pray for you to have discernment. Let me pray for you to be endowed from on high with the power, as the apostles were told by Christ, wait until you are endowed with power from on high. If you've not received this baptism of the Holy Ghost, you need it, and you need it now. You really need it now. More than ever, you need it now. So, let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you. Father, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. We thank you, Father God, that we can come before your throne in our time of need. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, we ask you, Father God, to wash us and cleanse us in holy blood. Please forgive us, Lord God, of anything we've done or thought, Father God, that did not align with you. Please cleanse and purge our minds of those thoughts that do not align with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we renew our mind. We renew our mind right now. And we put on the mind of Christ. We ask, Father God, Lord, that you would raise up in us that gift of faith that you put in us when we confessed and believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and our Lord and Savior, when we believed upon him for the forgiveness of our sin, when we declared that we are crucified with Christ, that our old man has died, that we have now been born again and given a new man and a new spirit. And with that came the faith of the Son of God. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you that you are in us and therefore we are able to overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless you. Father, I pray for every person right now that is under the sound of my voice, that is hearing these words, and whatever dark place they may be in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Father God, and send the light to pierce the darkness. To destroy the chains and the bondage of the enemy, whatever the addiction may be, let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. I ask the angels to use Holy Spirit fire to burn up those chains of bondage of whatever the addiction is. Angels, I ask you, for those that desire it, I ask that you would reprogram their mind . Cut off the idols that have been created in their lives that stand between them and the living God. That though they may have confessed Jesus Christ, they still have hung on to their house idols, just like the Israelites who came out of Egypt. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, angels, please destroy as they ask right now. Ask right now. Heavenly Father, destroy the house idols in my life. Destroy the house idols in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Burn them up with holy fire and cast the remains into the abyss. Destroy these house idols. Clean my home, clean my heart, clean my temple, and clean the house in which my temple dwells. Burn up every house idol spirit in me or in my house right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh, angels, I give you permission to burn them up so that the remains now can be taken and cast into the abyss. Hallelujah. And now, fill my temple with the Holy Ghost. Fill my temple with the Holy Ghost. Say it with me, folks. Sell him. Ask him. Father, fill my temple with the Holy Ghost. Fill my home with the Holy Ghost. And let the only thing that I worship be the true God, Hashem. God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. All right, folks, going to take a break. I'll be back. Matt Long joins me on the other side. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clans Light. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Go.
All right.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is a pleasure, as always, to join Matt Long and the Hill Country Patriot Radio Network. And we're joining them live. All right. Hey, there he is. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, we're here. Good morning, Pastor Greg. Always good to be here with you on Tuesdays. And you told me we have a special guest this morning.
We do. We have a very special guest. We have with us George Farrell of Black Pack. And he has been involved in bringing black conservatives together really to address the issues of that are facing all of us. And they are very actively involved right now down in Miami. There are individuals that are down there in support of President Trump, but we're monitoring the situation very closely because obviously we know that there's a plan afoot to try to create another false flag January 6th type of event. So let me introduce Mr. George Farrell. George, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I really appreciate it. My name is George Farrell, and my organization is Black Pack, BLAKPAC.GOP is the website. feel free to go visit and see our past work, what we've been doing in the training. And as Pastor Greg has said, we want to prevent what happened in Washington, D.C. And I'm from Washington, D.C., and I can tell you that the Park Police was not there with their riot horses on that day on January 6th. Now, if anyone has ever come to Washington, D.C. in a tense situation, you know, the Park Police, they have stables in Rock Creek Park. And on a moment's notice, they unload those horses, and those horses can walk sideways and control a crowd. That was not done on January 6th. And as a native of Washington, I can tell you, that's the first thing I noticed. Where's the Park Police riot horses? They were nowhere to be found. So we don't want that to happen again in Miami. We want to make sure we have a peaceful event. We have Maurice Simonette from Blacks for Trump. We have Carla Spaulding, who's running for office. We have a lot of people on the ground making sure that we're going to have a peaceful event for President Trump, and that he comes out looking good, and that there's no embarrassing, I guess you say, we used to call it in Washington, D.C., the FBI, the Federal Black Investigators. So, because that's what they seem to be good at. But, you know, they're treating President Trump as if he's a black man. So I guess we can still call him the Federal Black Investigators.
So what does it look like on the ground right now? I know that I'm planning on it 1 o'clock. Okay. Are there people? So are you in Florida right now?
We're in Florida. We're with Maurice. We're with Carla Spaulding. We're running around Florida all over the place, making sure that if there's a crowd more than 30 people, that we tap them down. We don't want to have a large crowd that's not manageable. We are keeping it organized. We're keeping it peaceful. And President Trump is only going to be there for a while, because then he's flying up to New Jersey to do a fundraiser that was already scheduled. So we just want to make sure that we have a great day in Miami, and that everybody's here for what we call a peaceful event.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to watching it. I know I'll be tuned in at 1 o'clock today. I think that is 1 o'clock Texas time when that he's supposed to, our President Trump's supposed to be in court. Did I get that right?
You got that.
Okay.
Right. We keep hearing different times. We hear 3 o'clock. We hear 1 o'clock. We just think they're going to get it done and get him out of here as soon as possible. No one wants any trouble in Miami or anywhere for that matter. We want our president back. We really want our president back. We know he's going to win the primary. We just have to make sure that the Latins and the blacks understand that President Trump is the best thing that's going to happen for you. You know, he's for school choice. He's for Second Amendment. He's for business growth, which doesn't happen in minority communities. We don't get a lot of business growth. President Trump can bring that business growth back to minority communities and make sure that everyone's prosperous. So we're working very, very hard to make sure people understand President Trump is the only one that understands business. The only candidate that has not been in government his whole life talking about business, but actually experiencing business and having profits and losses and the things that go along with business. So we need President Trump. We need to have a capitalist society where everyone can be prosperous, and we're supporting President Trump.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate what y'all are doing on the ground there. And anytime we see citizens that are working together to keep the peace, I think that's an amazing thing. And I want to say thank you very, very much for being there and doing what you're doing. And you need to come to Texas and visit us sometime. Pastor Greg and I don't live too far apart. And it's pretty nice out here. You might enjoy some of our peaches.
I'm planning on it. I'm planning on coming to Texas. We're planning on doing a road trip this summer. So we hope to get to Texas. We're even going to California. We're going to liberal California to see what we can do there.
Bless your heart.
George, let me ask you a quick question. You mentioned that as before we got on air, that you felt that there were some that were trying to instigate some issues there at this event. Can you talk any about that and what you guys are seeing as far as that's concerned?
Well, they're not organized, and they know that they're being watched, so they're not doing a good job of it. They're groups that are, how do I say this? They're trying to make it seem like it's going to be a local trouble event, like we saw with the NBA Finals last night. You have some people who are running around trying to start a little bit of trouble. I don't think they're going to do anything till after President Trump leaves and it becomes dark, and that's when these people will probably start some trouble. But President Trump will be long gone, and our groups will be long gone by that time. Right now, while the sun's out, they can't get anything started. We're making sure that nothing happens, that there's no trouble, that everything goes peaceful. And Maurice Aminet has a group of about 20, 30 people that can shut down any trouble right away. So we're working together to make sure there's no trouble on the street or inside the courthouse.
Got it. All right.
You know, I am I've gone to a website, blackpack.gop. Is that am I at the right place? Okay.
That's the right one.
And I looked
one,
up there, and that's the right one. So I thought it was very interesting. It's that the B is for black, the L is for Latin, the A is for Asian, and the C is for Caucasian. we're getting tossed in there with you, and is that okay? And did you get permission to do this from I don't know, the rest of the community?
Yes, we have a lot of cooperation. Everyone wants to come together, especially as you come together as Christians. Color doesn't matter. I wish we can get away from the word race. You know, when I talk about when I talk to groups, I really talk about heritage, because heritage to me is more important than race. I know that you're from a Latin country. I know that you most likely came up in a Catholic situation. If you're Asian, I know you hate communism. No one hates communism more than Asians. They hate it. They cannot stand it. And we have these things in common because of our heritage. You know, I wish we can get rid of the word race, because that's a divisive word. But when I talk about people's heritage and they tell me how proud they are to be Italian, to be Greek, and the things that they used to do. Like, I had a Mexican lady once, and we were talking about not Christmas, but Epiphany, because Latins celebrate Epiphany more than they celebrate Christmas. And when I talk to people from Latin countries, I actually talk about the Epiphany holiday, which is when the three wise men arrived, and that's when they got the bigger gifts, during Epiphany, not during Christmas. And that really touched her heart.
January. That's like January 6th. Sometime. What I thought. Yeah. So I don't want to hog all the time, but I do have to make this point out that a number of years ago, and both my wife and I now do this, and we tell people all about it. You get all the time, you get these forms that you need to fill out, whether it's the doctor's office or whatever, and it comes down to race. We always write human in that line and pass it on. And we have been doing that. And I remember on one occasion where you could tell the form had gone into the back office, and all of a sudden these heads started sticking around the corner to see who it was that wrote human on the race blank. And so I think that is something that would help all of us, because that is who we are. We are one. We are the human race. We are the family of God. We are the human race, yet created by God in His image, and that is the one race that we are. And so, Pastor Greg, I hogged all the time, so I'll keep it quiet from here on out.
That was great, man. That was great. I love it. I love it. Well, and George, you said something too that Matt and I talk about. I talk about with my guests on my show frequently, and that is you know, we are all, if you want to say race, we're all one race. We're all the race of Adam, and we all have one Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, yes.
You know, that all of our issues revolve around one issue, and that issue is sin. I mean, at the end of the, that's it. That is the issue. It's what causes us to have issues with one another, and it's what causes us to have issues with ourselves is sin. And yes. and the answer to that issue is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
And if we can,
that is true.
If we
Pastor,
can,
you want to close it out with prayer?
Oh,
a quick prayer.
I'd love
for
to.
Safety.
Yes, I would love you, Matt. Yes, is that all right? Can we take a minute to do that?
Absolutely.
Well, Father, we just come to you and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come into your presence, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, over what is happening in Miami. Yes, we pray, Father God, right now over every single person there. We bind up the spirit of division. We bind up and destroy right now and dismantle. We send warring angels to destroy all of the plans of the enemy to create chaos and to cause injury. Yes. And we pray, Father God, Lord, for warring angels to stand and to be around each one of these groups. We pray, Father God, that peace would fall on that place. We pray, Father God, that the presence of Christ would fill the venues in each one of these locations right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that those that are speaking would be touched by your spirit. We pray, Father God, for the president. We ask, Father God, for favor. We ask, Lord God, that all of the plans of the enemy would be exposed and that they would be undone. And we pray, Father God, for your will to be accomplished. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Greg. And thank you, George Farrell. And folks here at the Hill Country Patriot,
we're going to take a short break. I look forward to meeting you in person.
You're here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you,
right,
Matt.
We're going to take a short break here at the Hill Country Patriot, and we will be right back.
Great.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. So, in case you know, you're saying, well, they're not really doing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of this. This is all okay. This is fine. This is not a problem. Okay. Private community. Let's see. They want to know who I am. Okay. Noah, get the boat. Only approved members can view and take part in discussions. Interesting. So that has to do with adults that were exposing their genitals at a pride event attended by families. Well-known parade, naked bike riding is a well-known part of it. It was literally nothing to do with pride. So there we go. That, I guess that was a pushback. What else do we have? Let's see. Go topless at the Pride Parade in New York City. And so you have a whole bunch of that going on. Then you have, so that is an interesting piece. All right. This piece right here is actually at the White House. Let me show you this real quick. And there's no total nudity here at all. So it's...
Welcome to the White House.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. Trans rights are human rights.
Are we topless at the White House?
Some of the bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known.
Yeah, these are really brave, the bravest people. So the gal that was just there going topless at the White House was shaking hands with and so on. Now, you know, you can have the argument and say, well, you know, the president meets with a lot of different people. How could he possibly know, you know, each one of them and so on? Except that these are the individuals that are the supporters and proponents of this community. So what are they wanting to do? Protect the LGBTQI community from attacks on their rights and safety. They are provoking and trying to provoke some kind of violence, and the narrative continues to fall apart because most of the violence that takes place in the community takes place between members of the community. The nightclub shooting that happened. There's evidence, very strong evidence, that individual frequented that club. And now there's some evidence that suggests that they were having their own issues with their attractions, and that did not align with his father's belief system. I don't know how far that goes, but I do know that all of the evidence would indicate that this was somebody who was in that community. The Matthew Shepard story, not what it was laid out to be. We've come to find out the facts about that. And yet, on the other hand, you have a man who was standing there, and you know, these pride parades, the X-rated behavior and double X-rated behavior that is happening on the floats and by the way that they're dressed and the activities that they're engaged in. And then you have parents that are bringing their small children to these supposed quote-unquote family events, which they're not. And let's back up and suggest for just a second that, okay, you know what, we're going to say, well, they're not doing anything wrong and they're not having, but we know that they are. I mean, we have the videos of these drag queen hours and the demonstrations and the behaviors of those individuals in front of children. All of this is bombarding the mind of a child with perversion, and they've got to figure out what do they do with those images? What do they do with all of that? And so they look to an adult to give them guidance. And these adults are, whether they are doing it intentionally or not, are grooming these kids to become victims of a sex fiend. And if you can't see that as wrong, then you're living under the delusion. You're living under the delusion that God says that he's going to bring. He said that those that are going to casts me aside are going to have their minds affected with the problem of becoming reprobate. We're watching all of this reprobate behavior and perversion play out. The days of Noah coming to fruition and beyond. We're headed down that road. The only thing I can say to that is this, is thank God that in the midst of that, there's also truth that's coming forward. And as persecution goes forward, there are people that are waking up, finally being shocked awake by what's taking place. And so slowly there is that tide that's turning. But believe me, the other side is not going to slow down. They're pouring on the gas, and they're going to continue to do that, we know, until the arrival of, as I read about an hour ago, maybe a little less than that, but until the man of perdition shows himself, the man of sin, and the Antichrist comes on the scene. And I just pray for every single one of you that's watching and listening that you will come to the place of surrendering your life to Christ. Because that is the only answer. And all the rest of this is not going to matter in eternity. The only thing that'll matter is your relationship with Jesus Christ. And do you have it? And is it solid? And are you on firm foundation? Are you standing on the rock? I'm Pastor Greg. God bless you. Stay tuned here on TECN-TV for Texas Fully Loaded coming up right after, there may be a break. We'll see. All right. For everybody else, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. I just pray that the prayers that have been prayed for you throughout the program today have touched your heart. If you'd like to support what we're doing, you can do it at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. God bless you and have a great rest of your day. I'll be back with you tomorrow.